Of Philadelphia's more than 1,700 statues on public property, none are of African Americans, but that is about to change. WHYY's Trene Nuree takes us on her daily commute on the 33 bus, where she rides past the site of a new statue being erected at City Hall.
Every morning I take the 33 bus to work, and for the past few months, I've noticed something looks different. As the bus makes its wide turn around City Hall onto East Penn Square, I see five tall pillars draped in white tarp. The pillars are fenced in. Tied to that fence is a banner that reads, Octavius V. Caddo Memorial Fund. And there's a portrait of a dapperly dressed black man with a lapel handkerchief in his left pocket. His hair is parted. He has a thick mustache, and he's actually quite attractive. So who was Octavius Caddo?
A teacher, a great baseball player, an orator, a civil rights leader and activist.
That's journalist Dan Biddle, who co-wrote a book about Caddo's life called Tasting Freedom. The effort to erect a statue of Caddo started with Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney. He established the Memorial Fund back when he was a city councilman. Here's Kenny talking to a reporter from WURD last year about why he's so infatuated with Caddo's story.
Why did you start this? I mean, an Irish Catholic from...
Because an Irish Catholic killed him.
Okay.
And I feel like somehow me being a part of this is kind of righting that wrong.
In the mid-19th century, Philadelphia had one of the largest black populations in the country, many of them the children of former slaves. But they were still denied basic civil rights, and racial tensions between blacks and the Irish were high. At the time, Caddo and his 22-year-old fiancée, Caroline LeCount, were coming up as young political activists. Together, they successfully integrated the city's streetcars, 90 years before Rosa Parks rode a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. Caddo also worked hard to get black voters to the polls. Then, on election day in 1871, Caddo was doing just that when an Irish political operative named Frank Kelly shot him multiple times on South Street. Caddo was dead at 32. Kelly was later acquitted by an all-white jury. Biddle's co-author Murray Dubin says Caddo's story went largely untold for more than 100 years after his death.
Black leaders in the 19th century, with the exception of Frederick Douglass, which is really the only name people recognize, have been shortchanged. They were not writing the history books, and no one was writing about them until sort of the last 20 or 30 years.
As my bus slowly creeps through the traffic to the other side of City Hall, I can see the statue of former mayor and police commissioner Frank Rizzo. The national conversation about monuments since the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, has sparked a debate in Philly. The debate is about whether Rizzo's statue should be removed from its place outside the Municipal Services Building because of his record on police brutality, especially in communities of color. When Caddo's statue is unveiled later this morning, one of his descendants, Leonard Smith, plans to be there. And the significance of the moment isn't lost on him.
Especially at this time in history when they're tearing down all the Confederate statues and actually putting up a memorial to a great African-American leader. Hopefully it will be a beginning of people recognizing that civil rights didn't start in the 1960s, that in fact civil rights has been an ongoing struggle throughout African Americans' tenure in this country.
Now, Smith hopes Caddo's 12-foot bronze statue can be a full teaching moment for anyone who walks or rides by on the bus. Trene Nuree, WHYY News.